Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Our thanks to Brian Main for that introduction. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We are looking at a fascinating character within the context of Mormonism, and that is Warren Jeffs. Now, we want to make it very clear, if you haven't listened to our last two broadcasts, we are not trying to imply at all that Warren Jeffs has anything to do with The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that is headquartered in Salt Lake City. However, Warren Jeffs and a lot of those who are labeled as fundamentalist Mormons do look back to the origins of their church, as do the Mormons look back for the origins of their church to who? Joseph Smith, Brigham Young. However, the LDS church traces its roots back to Joseph Smith and then to Brigham Young, to John Taylor, to Wilford Woodruff, and then to Lorenzo Snow, clear on down to the current leader, Thomas S. Monson. Fundamentalist Mormons do not do that. They look at Wilford Woodruff as kind of like the traitor to Joseph Smith and to Brigham Young, and because it was Wilford Woodruff who signed the manifesto which declared to the federal government that they would no longer be practicing plural marriage. Well, this, of course, caused a lot of problems with the faithful followers of Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, and John Taylor, because they felt that polygamy, or plural marriage, was certainly a part of this everlasting covenant that was to continue on. In fact, if you look at Mormon history, right up until the signing of the manifesto, signed by Wilford Woodruff himself, even Wilford Woodruff, before he signed it in 1890, was making a lot of very brave statements saying that they would never give up the teaching of polygamy. That's how important it was. So when they eventually did succumb to the pressure of the federal government, there were a lot of people that were still loyal to this idea and understanding of plural marriage, and eventually splinter groups years later would start springing up. And this is where you find the roots of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is currently led by Warren Steed Jeffs. Warren Steed Jeffs, we should say, was finally arrested for crimes. He was on as they say in the gangster days, he was on the lam, okay? They were searching for him, and he was actually put on the FBI's 10 most wanted list on May of 2006. He was arrested in August of 2006 while driving down Interstate 15 in Nevada, and he was taken in to trial in Utah. In Utah is where the trial was held. In May and July of 2007, the state of Arizona charged him with 8 additional counts, including sexual conduct with minors and incest in 2 separate cases. Now, he was eventually found guilty. Correct me if I'm wrong in this timeline, Eric, but he was found guilty in Utah, but the verdict was overturned. The conviction, I should say, was overturned by the Utah Supreme Court, and this was in 2010, and I guess the reason for that was there was some incorrect jury instructions, and so he gets off. However, Texas wants him too. Remember, they had a compound in El Dorado, Texas. This was raided, and this was big news for a long period of time, where they came in, they took a lot of the children away from the parents in this compound in El Dorado, Texas. So Texas wanted him also. So he's extradited to Texas, and there he is also found guilty of sexual assault, aggravated sexual assault of children. So this takes place in, 2008, if I'm not mistaken. The jury deliberates for less than 30 minutes. They find him guilty, and he is put in prison for life plus 20 years, as well as a $10,000 fine for sexual assault of both 12 and 15-year-old girls. $10,000 is petty cash to a guy like this. When he was arrested, folks, he had like $54,000 of cash on him, as well as a police scanner, GPS, and things like that. So quite a colorful character. But the reason why we're talking about this is because Warren Jeffs wrote a book. And in this book, it's supposed to be direct revelation from Jesus Christ to Warren Jeffs. And the title of the book is Jesus Christ, Message to All Nations. And that's what we're really wanting to focus on this week, are some of the things that Warren Jeffs predicted in this book. So let's go back and let's look at some of these things that he actually wrote about.
Well, remember last week, Bill, we were talking about the LDS website that talked about polygamy and how most of the marriages back in the 19th century were for men only having two wives. I think two-thirds had only two wives.
That was the argument that they were making in that statement, as if that wasn't so bad. You know, most of them didn't have a lot of wives.
Well, the FLDS church says you can't make it to the celestial kingdom unless you have at least three wives, which is interesting because that's, you know, the argument that the LDS church was making is different from what FLDS believe. And they hold to the same teachings before 1890. They would hold Heber C. Kimball, for instance, in Journal of Discourses, Volume 5, page 203. You might as well deny Mormonism and turn away from it as to oppose the plurality of wives. Let the presidency of this church and the 12 apostles and all the authorities unite and say with one voice that they will oppose that doctrine, and the whole of them would be damned. And those are the kinds of quotes. Even, we even have Wilford Woodruff saying if you do away with polygamy, it'd only be one feather in a bird. And so the idea that this was essential to Mormonism before 1890, and then Wilford Woodruff comes up with the manifesto, and that was a major problem. And this is a lot of what is talked about in this book called Message to All Nations. Because according to the FLDS Church, plural marriage is an eternal principle and needs to be practiced by God's people, which they believe they are the true church that exists on earth, and the Mormon church has lost that ability because it no longer teaches that. Section Revelation 125:66 says, "My law of celestial union, of eternal and of pure holy motive of marriage, plural, in my church only, is of me." Warren Jeffs taught in January 22, 2012, in section Revelation 159:27-31, that Jesus himself was polygamous. This is what Jesus himself says, according to Warren Jeffs. "Let my holy will be now a full knowing. I had many wives during my holy way of ministry on earth, which was a reason leaders of Jews wanted me to be of a way not dwelling among men on earth. They learned I was full living celestial plural marriage union. I was husband on earth to wives pure, holy, noble, of only pure, holy way. Let this be to thy knowing that my eternal order is holy of me, thy Lord." Whether you deny polygamy because it's no longer part of your religion or because of the government, this is what angers Jesus Christ. And this is what, all the way through this book, and I read the whole book, 800 plus pages. It was a chore. I'm going to have to admit it was. But I saw this over and over, and I have lots of quotes on our website to show how important this is.
It's interesting you brought up about how he uses Jesus' example as somehow vindicating what they are practicing, that Jesus himself was a practicing polygamist. The early Mormons used that same argument. I believe it was Jedediah M. Grant that actually talked about that and said that the wedding at Cana of Galilee was actually Jesus' wedding.
Yes.
So he's really using a lot of the ideas that were espoused in the early years of the LDS Church. These, of course, would be the same leaders that the Mormons would recognize, although I think modern Mormons would probably be much more embarrassed by some of the statements of their past leaders. But, of course, look at Warren Jeffs. He loves these kind of statements. We find a lot of repetition of some of these ideas in his teachings.
Yeah, and he goes against the LDS Church. He knows about the LDS Church, obviously, and Jesus doesn't like the LDS Church, according to Warren Jeffs. On November 9, 2011, in Section Revelation 120, this is what Jesus said. "I, your Lord, send my word to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints by name and legal way to give you my own full word of full warning, of full truth, of true priesthood authority in my proclamation of priesthood history and doctrine of celestial law still among men on earth. You have been of a persecuting power for over 100 years against my priesthood. Now know that you are the fulfilling of Isaiah's words of having made a covenant with death and an agreement with hell when you upheld and still uphold action of Wilford Woodruff in signing away your rights to my priesthood and my celestial law. Those are the first three verses. This is what verse 4 says. I now tell thee, you were rejected in fully by God as any virtue being in thy organization when you allowed the so-called giving of priesthood to those not yet to receive until I, the Lord, appointed even to that race of people forbidden to hold the priesthood. And a few weeks ago, we were talking about this very idea that the blacks were not supposed to get the priesthood until after everybody else received. And Warren Jeffs, through Jesus Christ, that's what he claims is telling him to write these things down, says the exact same thing.
So Warren Jeffs is actually sticking more true to the teachings of the early leaders of the LDS Church, more so than even the modern LDS Church. So folks, you can understand why a guy like Warren Jeffs and his followers would look at the LDS Church with a great amount of disdain, because knowing their history and knowing what was actually taught by the early leaders on the subject of polygamy, or when it came to the priesthood and the seed of Cain, as they were known in Mormon circles in the early years, they would see them as being apostate. So it's necessary to break away from these people. And this is what a lot of these early founders of these fundamentalist movements actually did. They saw apostasy in the ranks. And so in order to be true to what they feel their faith was saying in the beginning, they would break away from them and continue these teachings. So couldn't you say that the FLDS Church and the Apostolic Brethren and the other clans, the Kingston Clan and such like that, they're actually trying to be more true
yes.
to the intent of Mormonism as it was taught in the early years. And so I can understand why, when they look at all the various changes that have come about on these particular issues in the Mormon Church, in the LDS Church, you can understand why they feel that the LDS Church is apostate.
If you'd like to learn more, I have an article on our main page, mrm.org/Warren-Jeffs. Go on to the main page, you'll be able to see that. And if you want to read more, there's a lot more that we haven't talked about.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Looking for a book on Mormonism? When you're in the Salt Lake City area, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is the place to go. Here, you'll find the largest selection of Christian books on Mormonism, including Answering Mormons' Questions, written by Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson. In addition, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is a great place to get your questions answered. Open Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 1 to 5, the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is located directly across from the Spring Mobile Ballpark at 1358 South and West Temple in Salt Lake City. Have you considered visiting the Holy Land? Well, in February 2015, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson are hosting a trip to Israel with the option to visit the Seven Churches of Revelation in Turkey. During our 11-day trip to Israel, former Utah pastor Joel Kramer will take us on a day to see important biblical sites where very few people go. We'll also have a chance to swim in the Dead Sea, get baptized in the Jordan River, and hike through Hezekiah's Tunnel. To find out more, visit mrm.org and click on the Israel icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Again, that's mrm.org.